Over the past 3 years, the U.S. has held dozens of suspected terrorists off the books in a legal no-man's land. Many of these detainees have been treated in ways that mean they can't be prosecuted. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly investigates whether there is a plan beyond just holding these people indefinitely.
In the days right after September 11th, the mission was clear. The U.S. priority was to capture as many terror suspects as it could, aggressively interrogate them, basically do whatever it took to prevent another attack. Current and former officials say not a lot of thought was given in those early days to the long-term situation of these detainees. Since then, the shortcomings of that approach have become apparent, says Jeffrey Smith, general counsel at the CIA during the Clinton administration.
I think it's a mistake for the United States to have captured people and held them off the books. And I think it's a mistake for us to just continue to keep them locked forever in some unknown dark hole.
Yet for now, that appears to be the plan. Here's John Radson, who was CIA Assistant General Counsel until last year.
I could forgive many of my colleagues for not having a long-term strategy in the tough days after 9/11, but it's 3 years after 9/11. We don't seem to have any indications that there is a long-term policy or strategy of how we deal with these high-level detainees.
The Bush administration has refused to comment on the status of high-level detainees from the War on Terror. The administration does acknowledge holding more than 9,000 prisoners in facilities in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. But the CIA prisoners fall into different categories. Some have been transferred or rendered to foreign countries such as Egypt and Jordan. Others are being held in undisclosed locations. White House spokesman Scott McClellan defends the approach as justified.
We're talking about enemy combatants who are terrorists that have been involved in plotting and planning to attack the American people. And if they have information that can help us prevent attacks from happening in the first place, we have an obligation to learn more about what they know.
No one is arguing the U.S. should stop interrogations. The question is what to do with these detainees after their interrogations stop yielding fruit. Legal experts say you can't try them in a court after they've been illegally imprisoned or even tortured. But Jeffrey Smith, the former CIA lawyer, says it's time to launch at least a fledgling legal process, review these cases on an individual basis. Smith worries that much of the legal guidance on detention practices has come in the form of secret White House and Justice Department directives. And he says now it's time for Congress to weigh in.
The time has now come, it seems to me, when we have time to carefully consider a statute that addresses these issues, not just interrogation, but also detention and rendition. I think these things could be legislated and ought to be.
Smith believes most CIA field officers, in fact, crave more explicit guidance on what they can and cannot do.
If they're out there protecting us, conducting interrogations, engaging in renditions, they need to have clear guidelines that everybody understands up front and not go back with a lot of second guessing, because that exposes the officers to some risk, and it also means that they're not going to take those risks that truly are necessary.
Mike Scheuer also worries about morale. He was a senior CIA counterterrorism official until last year, and he believes the CIA is taking an unfair public beating for a situation that was, in fact, created by policymakers.
You know, agency officers from the first have had the fear that we were going to get left holding the bag here, because the policy guys hadn't thought through what we're going to do with these people for the rest of their lives. So it's kind of a sword of Damocles hanging over the heads of CIA officers who are risking their lives to detain these people, but at the same time are being beat up like crazy in the media for doing that.
The leader of the Senate Intelligence Committee recently declined requests from Democrats to launch an investigation into CIA interrogation and detention policies. The CIA's inspector general, meanwhile, has at least half a dozen internal inquiries underway into possible misconduct in the treatment of suspected terrorists. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.